Now, let's just admit it. Today in most churches, when you take the offering, that's like the low point in the service. It's when all you people in the bleachers walk out, okay? Okay? It's like you go, okay, the plate's coming, I'm splitting, I'm out of here, take a hike. You don't think I don't see you? Shoot, I got ushers writing down your license plate. Just kidding.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Most of the time, when you think of passing on a legacy, you think of leaving something to your loved ones. Money, a classic car, your home, jewelry, or maybe a family heirloom. Those are all nice things, but no thing lasts forever. Wouldn't you like to leave behind an inheritance that lasts into eternity? Today, as we continue with our series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy, Pastor Rick shares with us 6 indispensable biblical principles you need to pass on to the next generation to ensure their spiritual success. Your legacy that will last into eternity. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Generosity is Love in Action.
Generosity demonstrates my faith. It demonstrates my faith. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 9:13, it says, your giving proves, it's the proof of the reality of your faith. In other words, you don't just talk the talk. You put your money where your mouth is. Your giving proves the reality of your faith. I saw a bumper sticker once that said, if you love Jesus, tithe. Any fool can honk. Now, did you know that in the Bible, there's only one way God says that you can prove that God exists? When I was in school working on my master's degree and then my doctorate, we had to learn and memorize all the different philosophical proofs for the existence of God. And so we learned the ontological proof, and we learned the teleological proof for the existence of God, and we learned the cosmological proof for the existence of God, and Kant's moral imperative, and all of these different reasons that say, come on, rationally, there's got to be a creator when you've got a creation. I couldn't just take this watch off and shake it up and all of a sudden a watch comes out. And, you know, we learned all of these rational proofs for the existence of God. But in the Bible, it doesn't say that. In the Bible, there's only one way you can prove God. And God says it's through generosity. It's through giving. Specifically, it's through tithing. There's a verse in the Bible where God says, I dare you to test me and prove that I'm alive. Prove and test that I'm really the loving, generous God that I claim to be. I call it the Pepsi Challenge verse in the Bible. It's this verse in Malachi 3, 9 and 10, and it says this. The whole nation is under a curse because you're robbing me. Bring your whole tithe into the storehouse. That means where you worship. So that there will be plenty in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and just see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you won't have room enough for it. Now, you don't even know if that verse is true or not until you've tried it. And if you don't believe it, just take a pair of scissors and cut it out. But if you don't believe that one, how can you believe any of them? I'll never forget the first time I let God test my faith about giving. I was 19 years old. I was going to college, and I was in debt. I owed a $500 bill that was due to the college at the end of that month. I owed 10 bucks to a friend, and I didn't have any money. All I had was $50 in a savings bank account at a bank. Now, I knew that wasn't going to pay for all that debt, and so I just thought, well, shoot, I may as well try this. God says, put me to the test. Try me. Given, it shall be given to you. All that kind of stuff Tom was just talking about. And so I went down to the bank. I took the 50 bucks out of the bank, and I put it in an envelope. And I decided, okay, I'm going to send it to a Christian organization. It didn't really matter. It was just, I was doing it in faith. I chose the American Bible Society. They print Bibles and then they give them away free. So I put the 50 bucks and I wrote a little note. And I said, whoever opens this letter, would you pray for me? I'm a poor, starving college student. And I've got some personal debts I need to pay off. And I'm just trusting God that when I put him first in my life, that he'll meet all my needs. Please pray. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to work or what. I think it was about 3 weeks later, I got invited to speak in a church over in Norwalk, California. And I spoke there Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning, Sunday night for a youth kind of thing, because I was just a kid at the time. And I fell in love with these kids. I was just helping them out. And when they were through, the pastor said, oh, now we've taken up an offering for you, Rick, for you being here with us this weekend. I go, no kidding. You know, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just going over to help the kids. I go, yeah, that's cool. So he gives me this envelope with some money in it. And I'm scared to death to open it. So I take it home back to the dorm, and I open it up, and inside is $561. So I take 500 of it, and I pay off the college. I take 10 bucks, and I give it to my friend. And I take the $51, which is the tithe on that offering, and I give it back to God. Paid off all my debts. Now, still as poor as could be, but at least I wasn't in debt. Since that time, I have done that hundreds of times. I've done it with amounts up to $1 million and more. So when the book came out, for 31 years, I've been playing a game with God where God says, Rick, you give to me and I'll give to you and we'll see who wins. And I have lost that game every year for 31 years. You know what? I pity you if you've never tried it. You see, I used to wonder, why don't people trust God? I don't understand it. People say, well, I trust God with my salvation, and I trust God with my forgiveness, and I trust God to take me to heaven, and I trust God with my freedom, but I don't trust him with my finances. Huh? What's the logic of that? If you can't trust God with your money, how do you know you're going to make it into heaven? How do you know he's not going to keep that promise? How could you trust God with your eternal destiny and not trust him with your money? That doesn't make sense, friends. It's pretty illogical. At some point, you have to decide, can God be trusted with my finances? Can he be counted on to keep all those promises that are in the Bible? Now, here's one of those promises. Look at the next verse, 2 Corinthians 9. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. He's talking about, you know, spreading seed like a farmer. You're sowing seed. You're throwing it out. You throw out a little bit of seed, you get a little bit of harvest. You throw out a bunch of seed, you get a bunch of harvest. You sow generously, you reap generously. Each one, talking to each of us, should give what he has decided in his heart to give. No one should ever tell you what or how much to give of anything. Because God says each person should decide in his heart what to give. Not reluctantly or under compulsion. Now look up here. If you ever feel pressured to give anything, anywhere, don't do it. Don't. Because you don't get any credit for it. You don't get any, you know, credits in heaven. He says never give under pressure. Never give reluctantly. If you can't give it with a cheerful heart, he says don't do it. Because God doesn't want your money. He wants your heart.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling to the core. Our nation is deteriorating and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks when you give monthly to Daily Hope, Rick has asked us to send you a signed copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life. So if you feel led to become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting rickwarren.org. That's rickwarren.org. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
So if you're ever like at a fundraiser and you feel like I'm being pressured to give, you just go, my pastor told me not to give. And then you're off the hook. Okay? If you ever feel pressured by me to give, don't give. Say, shoot, I feel pressured just by you talking about it. Well, that's your problem, friend. The point here is this. He says, sow generously, reap generously. Don't give under pressure, for God loves a what? Cheerful giver. You know, in the Bible, it's written in Greek. You know what that word is in Greek? It's the Greek word hilarios. I bet you can't guess what word we get from that. Hilarious. In the Bible, when people gave their offering, it was like the high point of the service. They're having a good fun time. They're all laughing. It was hilarious. Hey, we get to give to God. Look what he's going to do in our lives. Now, let's just admit it. Today in most churches, when you take the offering, that's like the low point in the service. It's when all you people in the bleachers walk out. Okay? Okay? It's like you go, okay, the plate's coming. I'm splitting. I'm out of here. Take a hike. You don't think I don't see you? Shoot, I got ushers writing down your license plate. I don't pray for you people. Just kidding, Doug. Just kidding. God loves a cheerful giver. Get it? Good. All right. Now, look at this next verse. This is a contract that even an Orange County attorney could not break. Here's what God says. And God is able, I want you to circle all the alls in this verse. And God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things, at all the time, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That's pretty airtight. I dare you to try that verse. God says, you put me first in your finances. And you know what? You'll have all you need all the time at all grace in every good work. You don't know that till you try it. Now here's the principle. It's the principle of the harvest. What you sow, you're gonna reap. Now friends, that's true about money, but it's true about everything else. If you sow criticism, what are you gonna get back? Yeah, people are gonna criticize you. If you sow gossip, guess what? They're going to gossip about you. Here's the law of life. Whoever gossips to you will also gossip about you. Never, ever listen to gossip. The Bible calls it a sin. Don't listen to it. Say, thanks, I don't want to hear it. Why? Because you are partaking in stolen goods. And in the law, someone who receives stolen goods is as bad as the person who stole it. Don't listen to gossip, because I tell you, if they tell you, they're going to tell somebody something about you. A gossip is not your friend. So whatever you give out, you need more energy. You know how you get more energy? Whatever you need more of, give it away. You need more energy? You have to exercise. And when you exercise, what happens? You have more energy. That's true in every single area of life. Whatever you need more of, give it away. And you'll get more back of it. Do you need more affirmation in your life? Give it away. Start affirming other people. You know what? You're going to get more back. Now, here's the point. If you take a kernel of corn and you plant it in the ground, do you get one kernel back? No. I've actually planted corn. I actually raised some in the house we had over in Laguna Niguel, back on the slope. Farmer Rick. I had corn growing in my yard. Now, when you plant one corn in the ground, you don't get one kernel back. You get a stalk with a bunch of ears with thousands of kernels. Here's the point. You always get back more than you put in. Now, you plant an avocado pit. It grows a tree. Do you get one avocado back? No, you get hundreds back. So the law of harvest is, number one, you always get back more than you put in. It's the way God made the world. You plant for good or for bad, negative or positive, whatever you plant, you're going to get more back. You plant resentment, you're going to get people resenting you. Now, law number two is, there's always a delay between planting and harvest. When you plant a seed in the ground, you get an ear of corn the next day? No, of course not. You plant in one season and you harvest in another. And the same is true in giving. You give to other people, you give to God, you give your life away, and do you instantly reap the result the next day? No, there is a season of waiting before God gives you the harvest. Why? He's testing your faith. He's testing your faith to see if you'll trust him while there's the delay in the planting and the harvesting. But you cannot outgive God, and so you ought to get excited. It's not an obligation, it's an opportunity. Giving is not a debt we owe, it's a seed that we sow. And really the issue is fear. Will I trust God? Will I believe that God will keep his promises? Now number eight, the last one, is we need to teach generosity to the next generation, because generosity is a deposit in eternity. It is a deposit in eternity. Jesus said it like this: store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. I want you to circle the two words, for yourselves. It doesn't say store up in heaven for God. God doesn't need your money or your resources. It says store up for yourselves. Did you know that there's a way to bank in heaven and then you'll have that to use when you're there? Now, this is so important. Jesus said this not once, not twice, not three, not four. He said it five times in the Bible. Anything Jesus says five times means you better listen. Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Are you doing that? You got any treasure in your bank account in heaven? Do you even know how to do that? God says, now you can either store it up here on earth or you can store it up in heaven. You can get a pile on earth or you can get a pile in heaven. Now, whatever you store here on earth, you only get to use it while you're here because you're not taking any of it with you. But if you store it up in heaven, you get to use it for trillions and trillions and trillions of years. It's all where you want to use it. Here for 70, there for trillions. He said, don't store up on earth, store up in heaven. I've been doing this for a long time. For well over 30 years, I've been banking in heaven. I'm going to have a lot when I get up there. I'm not storing up treasure on earth. I'm storing up treasure in heaven. Now, how do you do that? Next verse. Tell those who are rich. Now, let me stop right there. That's everybody here. If you're an American, you're rich. The poorest person in America is rich. Half the world lives on less than $2 a day. 1 billion people live on less than $1 a day. In Rwanda, the average income is 67 cents a day. If your children have any change in their pocket, they are among the world's 5% wealthiest people. If you have any money sitting at home in a dish or a cup, coins, you're wealthier than 95% of the people in the world. So this verse is talking about all of us. Tell those who are rich not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which will soon be gone. Obviously, you can lose it as quick as you make it. Tell them to use their money to do good. Circle that phrase, use their money. Money is a tool. You might write that down. Money is a tool. You say, well, isn't money evil? No, it's not evil. Well, doesn't the Bible say money is a root of all evil? No, it does not. It says the love of money is a root of all evil. You use money, you love people and God. Use money, love people. Now, if you get that reversed, you start loving money, you're going to use people. You'll climb all over them to get more money, to get to the top. God says you're to love God and you're to love people and you're to use money. Money is a tool and you use it for good. You can use it for bad, but God says use it for good. They should give happily to those in need, always ready to share with others whatever God has given them. And by doing this, what? By being generous. They will be storing up real treasure in heaven. It is the only safe investment for eternity. How do you store up treasure in heaven? By giving it away here. Anything I spend on myself is staying here. Anything I give away to help others, to help further the kingdom of God, God's work, it's going to heaven. It's banking in heaven. So God says you want to enjoy it here, you want to enjoy it there. Why does he do this? So we learn to be like him, to have a generous heart. Now you've heard me say many times, you know, you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. And you send it on ahead by investing in people who are going there. And there's no greater investment than the kingdom of God. It pays better dividends, it's reliable, it's risk-free, it's God and sons doing business with people like you for 2,000 years.
Pastor Rick Warren with a powerful look at what it means to leave a lasting legacy. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to rickwarren.org and listen online anytime or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. That's rickwarren.org. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling to the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks when you give monthly to Daily Hope, Pastor Rick has asked us to send you a signed copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life. So if you feel led to become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting www.rickwarren.org. That's rickwarren.org. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope will help us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Every day on this broadcast, we look to God's Word for our daily hope. But the Bible says the greatest hope is this. One day, at the right time, God is going to bring all creation together, everything in heaven and on earth, with Jesus as the head. One day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. What a day that's going to be. People from every tribe, every nation, every language group, every ethnic group, bringing praise to God and admitting that Jesus is who he said he was. I look forward to that day, and I know you do too. Thanks for listening. You can always write me, rick@rickwarren.org. You can go to our website, or you can call our 800 number. And if you can send a gift to help us expand this ministry, I'd appreciate any little gift you can give. I love you, and I'll be praying for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.